The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USAprepares.com. John Reagan's with us, and we're talking about peeping Toms, perverts, voyeurs. Specifically, we're talking about your government. The same kind of creeps who would peer over a fence, a stockade fence around a swimming pool to watch young people swimming in bathing suits. The same kind of perverts that would do that. Those are the people who are running your government. Yeah. Barney Frank. Guys like that. These are the people who want to watch your every single move. And what does it take to become someone like that? I mean, you really have to be sick, absolutely sick, to want to listen in on every phone call. Watch and look at all the pictures that are being sent across the internet. You really have to be a sick individual to want to do that. And then to be paid for that. And then how many people do you know when you ask them, so what does that guy do? Well, he works for the government. What does your husband do? He works for the government. What does he do in the government? Well, we don't talk about that. How many sick people are out there that do this kind of work? Even think about this kind of work? Whatever happened to privacy? Well, if you've got a cell phone, is gone. And your government, your sick, deranged government, tells you that you do not have an expectation of privacy. Really? Well, how many of you have curtains in your house? How many of you have window shades in your house? Why do you have them? I would suspect that some of you might answer for privacy. So, window shade or curtain in your bathroom? I'll bet you do. I'll bet you do. Now, why do you have that? You have no expectation of privacy, according to your sick government. John Reagan, back to you. I'm furious.
Just wait. It gets better or worse. We talked about how newer cars track where you are. They know how fast you can go without exceeding the speed limit. It can store and transmit this data. But where is all of this going? Well, the third link there, called Tax Your Miles, talks about North Carolina trying to pass this tax by the mile instead of the gas pump. They're not the first state to try this. I know Oregon's tried it. I don't have the complete list, but states are trying to do this because, as you know, gasoline usage is down. And when usage is down, that means they don't collect as much taxes. So they figure by taxing by the mile, to make up for it, because in their mind, the reason that the usage is down is because cars are more efficient. It's not because people are driving less because they don't have jobs and can't afford to do anything.
Yeah.
Now, their proposal was just a half cent per mile, which Yeah, sounds pretty reasonable. Of course, when the income tax was first passed, it was a very low percentage. In fact, I think it was a 0.5% just on the rich people, which were basically in the Northeast United States, and we see what's happened there. So to put that in perspective, if you drive 20,000 miles a year, a half cent a mile means $100 a year. Well, if that car gets 20 miles per gallon, that means you would be using 1,000 gallons of gasoline during the year. In North Carolina, the tax per gallon for the state is 37.8 cents. So during the year, you would be taxed $378 for the gasoline usage. So you can see right off the bat that a half cent would not be enough to offset what they're currently getting from gasoline. So that means, first thing, this has to be an addition to, not an instead of. And if it's instead of, then the rate has to be more than half a cent per mile. So, you know, one of my bad habits, running numbers.
John, I'm looking at some of the gas taxes in the United States. New York State has the highest at 50.6, California at 48.7, Hawaii at 47, and then Connecticut at 45, and then the states with the least gasoline taxes would be Alaska at 8, Wyoming with 14, Missouri at 17.3. I just wanted to share that with you. So those are some of the gasoline taxes. And, yes, we are driving less. There's no question about it. And I've been saying it for years. And I look out the window on Monday nights at Ziggy's and I say, there should be a traffic jam. Where are all the cars? Where are all the cars? The streets are empty. And I believe that meetups all over the country, and I'm hearing this from expo coordinators, expo owners, they're saying people aren't coming. I believe, John, that it's a function of the economy. People are really becoming more judicious where they drive because it costs a lot of money to drive. According to the federal government, over 50 cents per mile to operate a vehicle. That's what they allow on the as an income tax deduction for business use of a vehicle. So, you're right. You're right. We are driving less. There's absolutely, positively no question.
Just wait till next week, and you get to hear the news I didn't put up for today.
and I've said this before, John. I've talked about. I know that in the early days of the sales tax, New Jersey had a shortfall, and I remember reading about it. And they said, you know, we're just going to give put up a half a cent per dollar sales tax, just temporary, just until we fix this shortfall. And it hit about 8%, you know, over time. And then, the next thing they did was they said, well, it's working so well, we just need another half a cent, which was a 100% increase. They doubled the sales tax from that 0.5 cent per dollar to 1 cent per dollar, or 1%, or 0.5% to 1%, to 2%, 3, 4, 5, 6, and it kept going and going. So, and it's like that all over the country. And then we have bozos like in Springfield who say, you know, our taxes in Missouri, hey, we're right in the middle of the pack. What's wrong with being at the bottom where everyone is taxing at a higher rate? You know, nobody wants to be at the bottom where they're having less revenue. And Joey Kyle said it at the meetup last week. He said, you know, we've become addicted. We've become addicted. These are not his exact words, but we've become addicted to these grants where we get money from the federal government. We spend it and we use it and then we need it and then we spend it and we use it and then we need some more and then we spend it and use it. And pretty soon an empire has been built and a whole bunch of people have been hired. And now what are we going to do if we don't have that money? We'll have to fire everybody or lay them off or reduce our costs, whatever you want to call it. That's what will happen. And no one wants to be the first. And I got a call from Virginia over the weekend, and the Commonwealth of Virginia doesn't have a budget. So at some point within the next couple of months, there may be a shutdown of government employees in Virginia, you know, state employees. Now, here's what that means. That means they won't be able to pay their mortgage payments. That means that property values will collapse to some degree. That means that people will be moving out of houses that they can't afford to stay in. That means that crime will increase. And neighborhoods will, it's the new Detroit. I'm sorry, I got derailed.
Well, it's not
we're spiraling down.
It's not just government that wants to charge us by the mile. We also have insurance companies that already charge you insurance based on your mileage. And this would dovetail into that very well. And it's not just here. The next link is not just the U.S. We've got another article from the Daily Mail where the European Union is going to put these trackers into every car. And the U.K. can do nothing about it. And, it's put out to be, for your safety, of course. If you have a crash, it triggers this tracker, which sends the GPS location to the control room, which then gets emergency vehicles to your location. And of course, that makes
sense. Yeah, it's all for our safety. Yeah, and so it's all for our safety. John, I called 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES a few days ago. And I said, just wondering, there's this red button under a liftoff switch, and it says SOS. Tell me about that. John, I've got this button in this 2000 Mercedes that I bought used, right? It's got an SOS, so if I'm in an accident, I can just, it's kind of like an airline control panel switch. You lift up the cover, hit the button, and it automatically calls Mercedes to call, that I'm in distress. But I believe that if I'm in distress and in an accident, it'll call them anyway. I think this thing's following me everywhere I go, and I would choose not to have this. I don't want it. I don't want people following me around. I really don't. And what you're talking about with tonight I'm going to ask Joey Kyle. I've got these questions that I'd like to know. Why do cops say, when they pull you over, do you know how fast you were going? Or the question is, do you know why I pulled you over? And I guess my response would be, well, it's the end of the month. and you're lazy. And because you're lazy, you didn't write enough tickets. So you're pulling me over. That's why you pulled me over, right? I mean, this spying has got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop. And I'm going to try to find out how I can disable this tracking system on the Mercedes, and I'll share it with you as soon as I figure it out. John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. And I want to thank William for calling in before. But I asked everybody I talked to that calls in, how can we make the broadcast better? And I get the same answers. Always the same answers. It's never been any different. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us, the financialstateoftheunion.com. We're talking about tracking. We're talking about government spying. We're talking about taxing per mile. We're talking about more revenue. We're talking about this nonstop bleeding of America. Looks like Deborah Brewster. I believe Deborah's with us. Is that Deborah?
Yes, I certainly am. Good morning.
Deborah, you... Hey, good morning. Are you going to be with us tonight? My understanding is you're going to be with us at the meetup
tonight. Absolutely.
Great.
The purpose of me calling,
I wanted to comment. With John Reagan and me.
Good morning. Good morning, John. I wanted to comment. You were talking about taxation and the slow bleeding and just the overspending of our government. And I wanted to make a comment. I was watching TV yesterday, and there was a pastor on TV, and he began to talk about in the Bible, in Genesis, where Joseph in the Bible, I don't want to go into the whole story about Joseph, but I want to get to one point. He basically became a servant in Egypt, and he was the second man in charge of the government. But what was interesting, Joseph had this vision about the needing to prepare, and he advised the king that they needed to prepare for 7 years of famine. So what they did is the king gave him the power where he went out and collected 20% of everything that they grew, the grains, et cetera, and they stored it up for the projected vision that this prophet had about 7 years of famine. And what was interesting, it's sort of like our government. When they went and confiscated and took 20%, people thought, okay, that's still good. It's only 20%. You know, I can live with that because I get to keep the 80. But once they took the 80 and when trouble arose, what they did is they actually made them, when they got into the famine or the drought time, they made them buy the grains that they needed. So here they gave it for free. You never heard in the Bible about them being paid for the 20% they gave. They just, you know, they gave it to the king of Egypt, and then when the time came, they had to buy the supplies. And then when they ran out of money and they could no longer afford to buy it, then they gave up their land because they figured it's better for me to be a servant, you know, and have the king own the land than me, you know, potentially die. And I began to think about the parallel in life. We don't realize the significance when we allow our government to have this insatiable, let's say, thirst for taking the goods and the, you know, resources that we develop as entrepreneurs and individuals in this country. So there is a risk, you know, to just sit back and do nothing, because eventually you will be the slave to the government.
John Reagan?
Well, one of the, I guess you could say, exposés I have for today is Government Freedom Day. And that will dovetail nicely into that. So, Deborah, if you didn't research it and somebody just came up to you and asked, you know, what day is Government Freedom Day? When do we finally get out from under what the government has to take from us to do what they're doing? What date would you say?
Well, I understand that date's going to be somewhere about April or May.
Okay. Well, stay tuned. You're going to find out what it really is.
A couple of years, right, John?
Yeah.
You're getting ahead.
Well, it's got to be, John. It's got to be a couple of years. I mean, there's no question in my mind that, you know, taxes are 75% for the average working guy. I mean, if you add them all up, there's no question, 75%. So that, you know, that would take us three quarters of a year, and that's just for paying our taxes. That doesn't include some of the other fun stuff like unfunded liabilities. But please continue.
I've just posted the link on the financialstateoftheunion.com under the news tab for Government Freedom Day. And we won't get a chance because the break's getting ready to kick in here to get into it. But there's the Tax Foundation publishes its Tax Freedom Day annually, and they did this last month. And I've got the link for that article as well. And what they said is this year it's April 21st, 3 days later than last year. And they also break it down depending on which state you're in. But as you know, we tend to look at the financial condition a little differently.
Yeah. Hey, Deborah, thanks so much for being with us. I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight. Tonight at Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone. Deborah Brewster, Sheriff Joey Kyle, and Lynette Marie. I'll be there. We'll be right back.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515. And all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. John, tonight at Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, I'm going to be giving out a DVD. It's called Climate Engineering, Weather Warfare, and the Collapse of Civilization. And the front cover of this by geoengineeringwatch.org, Dane Wigington, USAPrepares.com instructor, has got chemtrails. And exactly the same kind of chemtrails that you talked about this morning, same kind that I have on the on the website, these crisscrossing chemtrails, and they're becoming more and more visible. These guys are getting more and more bold. These criminals that are killing us, that are traitors, that are committing treason. These guys are horrible. Okay, and so I'm going to give this out tonight with the stipulation that whoever receives it will share it with many, many other people. So I'm going to be passing out some tickets, if you will, and you can write your name on them, and then we'll put them in a hat and we'll draw it out, and whoever wins that lottery, if you will get this DVD, and you can share it with friends and family. John Reagan, I mentioned that I was concerned that they might try to rain out or change the weather on Operation American Spring in Washington, D.C. And it looks like, they've got rain in the forecast starting Tuesday night, thunderstorms Wednesday. So maybe that is the plan. I'm looking at the weather report for Washington, D.C. So that's what we thought might happen. I posted the pictures on the website of the geoengineering over our farm in Missouri, and the weather travels typically from west, where we are, to east, where they are at in Washington, D.C. Please continue.
We're talking about Government Freedom Day, and we just went through what the Tax Foundation did with their calculation. And to be fair, this is not an easy calculation to do. You have to decide what to include and what the real numbers are. So I go and use basically what I talk about in the Financial State of the Union, and I calculate what that day would be. Now, one number's somewhat subjective, so you end up with a range of dates. So the early date I have is April 27th. The late date I have is September 20th. So you might be thinking, 4 months, that's bad enough. But 9 months, that's just outlandish. Well, no.
Yeah, that nine months jives with my 75% taxes, that I believe that we, the people, are paying. If you add them all up, sales tax, personal property tax, fees, licenses, gasoline tax, real estate tax, all those things that you add up, I believe it's about 75%. So, yeah, that jives, but it's more than that, isn't it, John?
Yeah, it's like watching a magician on stage. Over here in the right hand, don't pay attention to what the left hand's doing. We have unfunded liabilities. So when I say our Freedom Day is between April and September, that's not April and September of 2014. Government Freedom Day 2014 is between April and September of 2015. That means...
So we're looking at...
You're never
free. A year and three quarters. We're looking at a year and three quarters worth of taxes, if you will, for a year's worth of living. So it's impossible to get out of that. Absolutely impossible.
And just so people understand where these numbers come from, I use income rather than GDP to compare this to, and those statistics come from the IRS. And because the IRS is a bit behind in publishing, because people file extensions, so it takes a while for all the returns to be published so that they can publish the statistics. My estimates, there's roughly $10 trillion worth of reportable income from businesses and people added all together. So if you taxed 100% of income, you would get $10 trillion. If we look at usdebtclock.org, which is a pretty good website for giving you an estimate of where things are now, they're telling us that total government spending, federal, state, and local, is at $6.2 trillion. So just based on that, we've got a problem, because that's 62% of your income just to pay for current government expenses. And, they're having to keep it going through borrowing and printing, because there's no way they could get away with confiscating that much from you. But what's worse are the unfunded liabilities. And what we're talking about here are for the social insurance programs, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And I have not included Obamacare, because it's still relatively new, and we don't know exactly how bad that's going to be. That's probably going to add at least another $1 trillion just over the next 10 years. And we've also got problems with public and private pensions. And just ignoring all of that, whatever number you see for the unfunded liabilities, whether it's the low-end one that's published that's in the 70-some trillion dollars or the high-end that's using the alternate scenario from the Congressional Budget Office that's over $200 trillion, that's not what we are on the hook for. That, in financial terms, is called the present value, which means that is the amount of money you would need to have invested a day earning interest in order to pay what we have promised to pay. And every year that we don't have that invested, which is an impossibility, you're at least going to have to increase that amount by the interest you've lost by not having it invested. There's other factors, too, which gets into things like what wages are, which are actually stagnated or going down, which is very, very bad. Population, which, again, because of the economy, the population's not growing, which is why both Republicans and Democrats want this immigration to go through, because they believe it will get them more taxes. And inflation they have pegged relatively low, because especially for health, healthcare usually outpaces what their core inflation rate is. So all the numbers are going the wrong way. But even if you take what they publish, this number typically goes up between $7 to $11 trillion a year, depending on which end you're on. So when you add that $7 to $11 trillion to the $6.2 trillion, that's where you get these numbers that take more than a year's worth of income. And when you translate that to what the date would be, that's where you find out that you're 4 to 9 months into the next year just to get this year taken care of.
John, you've made the statement on this broadcast many, many times. And that is that we absolutely, positively will see a financial collapse. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You still saying the same thing?
There's no way out.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. I absolutely believe it. John, I just want to divert for just a couple seconds. I can't help it. Over the weekend, I watched a video called The Goebbels Experiment, or The Goebbels Experiment, G-O-E-B-B-E-L-S, Minister of Propaganda for the Nazis, Joseph Goebbels. And he was absolutely brilliant in lying and lying. And, I mean, the bigger the lie, the better the people believed it. And I watched the power of stupid people in large numbers cheering on, you know, war, before the war, before World War II. Stupid people in large numbers in theaters and auditoriums were cheering on, yeah, let's go kill them. And what happened was Goebbels, Hitler, Goring, Himmler, those were the guys, a handful of thugs brought Germany to ruins. In other cities across Europe as well, to ruins. And that's what when I think of Obama, that's what I think of, the Minister of Propaganda. Lying, lying, lying. It's outrageous. He's bringing us to our knees. We cannot pay this debt back.
I lived in Germany for 3 years, back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And the German people are really, really nice. And
they are.
And it, in some ways, it's really hard to understand how could this happen. And unfortunately, I'm seeing the same thing happen in America as happened to Germany. You've got the decadence. You've got the excessive spending. You've got the corruption. And you add those all together, and it doesn't end well.
John Reagan, you weren't at the meetup with Mike Ma a couple weeks ago. He came up to Springfield, and I saw a personality change. He came back from California, And he said he's been soured. And I said, Mike, let's talk about it. And I said, Mike, let's go on the air. And he said, no, my mood is not right. Meaning his mood. And I said, well, we can fix that. He said, you don't understand. And I'm paraphrasing. And he was saying the decadence, the money that's flowing in California, they think they can buy anything that they want. They think that these problems won't affect us. There's so much money flowing. The illegals, that they're hiring illegals to do their gardening and their cooking and their caring for their children and all the stuff that the wealthy don't want to do. They can hire illegals to do it. And he said, that's what's going on. And it's ruining our country. And those people think this is normal. You know, but for those of us who are working for a living, we don't do those kinds of things. We don't hire illegals. But the politicians are involved in it. Silicon Valley's involved in it. And Hollywood's involved in it. And money's flowing in parts of California. The wealthy are very wealthy. They don't see the problems as we see them. We're in a mess. John Reagan and I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you get new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
I've
got your.
Take my.
When you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
The Financial State of the Union, written by John Reagan. It's available on at Amazon.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com, the website. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion. The book. Brilliant book. And if you want to read the reviews, I've posted them on at Amazon.com, and so has Deborah Brewster. John Reagan, I just posted a homework assignment. It's the Goebbels experiment, or the Goebbels experiment, and whichever way you want to pronounce it. It's about how the Nazis lied, and people believed it, just as they are right now. And I see the parallels between the Nazis and what's happening in the government of the United States of America. It's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous that and the mainstream media is buying into it. And Goebbels was involved in filmmaking and manipulating the news. Exactly what's happening right here, right now, and has been for a couple decades. Back to you, John.
Well, the top article on the news tab now is the Government Freedom Day Post. And it's written in a way where it's standalone, so if you want to print it or email it to somebody else, you can do that. I've also given the methodology on how I calculated it. So if you don't like the numbers I used, think there's better numbers to use, you can plug those in and come up with your own Government Freedom Day. But I can tell you, regardless of which numbers you use, it's not going to be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a part two of It's Later Than You Think next week. We'll pick up with the pain in Spain. And what I had on tap for today was mostly dealing with the car, our transportation, our freedom that we have here in America. I'm probably going to go ahead and add a few more articles for next week that get into other areas of our lives. So you may want to make sure you got a refill on your bliss.
John, I will do that, but I want to share with some this with you and the class. I got a call about a week ago from one of our instructors' wives, and she said to me, you know, with all these bad things that are going to happen, and if time is running short, should we buy a new vehicle, you know, to replace the 7-year-old vehicle that we have, because, you know, then everything will be new. Now, I'm paraphrasing. And I said, absolutely not. Whatever you do, don't buy a new vehicle. You know, make sure that you've got, you know, spare parts and those kinds of things. Don't spend any money that you don't need on things that you don't need. Make sure that you put all your money that you decide to allocate toward preparedness items, things that are durable, food. And by the way, I mean, even if you have a new vehicle, what's to lead you to think that you might have fuel for that vehicle? And where are you going to go anyway? Seriously. So I would not buy a new vehicle because I do not want to be tracked. Seriously, I do not want to be tracked. And would a new vehicle stand out like a sore thumb? I believe it would. So I have in the stable an 83 Mercedes 300 SD, mechanical fuel injected turbo diesel. And I'm working on that, and that will be roadworthy. And it'll be EMP proof. It is right now. So and it gets 30 miles to the gallon, and it's a four-door. You can easily put five or six people in it. So those are my thoughts. John, I think the spying is over the top. It's out of control. And I'm looking forward to talking to Joey Kyle about that and asking him why. Why do we need all the spying and invasion into our private lives? Just exactly what does the government need that information for? I don't believe they need it. I think we need to stop it. I think it can stop with you and me and everyone else who's part of this class. What we need to do is run for every kind of office that you like the idea of running for. Get involved and start saying no. Start saying no as a school board member. Run for school board office. And when they say we need to increase the expenditures for uniforms, you say no. We need to increase the money for computers. You say no. We need to increase that. What we really need to do is reduce at every level so America can get back on its feet. John Reagan, we've got 10 seconds. What are your thoughts?
Now, it's going to be an interesting ride.
Yep. Yep. John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com, Vin Finelli, class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Get involved.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.